Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Lauren, you start the podcast.
Hi, guys. It's Lauren, and I'm starting the podcast today, and I don't like doing it because I don't know where to go after hello. How's it going, guys?
How's it going? Is a good place to go after hello.
You can go into the whole Jerry Maguire scene for me.
What's so funny?
What is that?
He's like, hello? Hello, ladies?
Okay.
You know, and he walks
I'm
into
here
the
for my wife,
club.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah.
Aw.
Okay. One I don't get it is that fact that a shirt can make such a difference in your sex life, quite honestly.
Are we picking up where we left off last week?
Picking up where we left off. I'm not a horny person. We know this.
Wait,
okay?
Wait, no. I feel like we didn't know this. I feel like
we know openly that
Ashley has admitted to it and that you've kind of alluded to it, but I've never heard you say that, Lauren.
Okay, well, I think that it's just
we think that our mom passed this down to us.
No. Okay, so this is the thing. I just think that
your mom passed down like
my
just
mom,
not having sexual
it's
drive.
Like you have sex to procreate. I'm pretty sure that's her only thing.
But we are socialized. Like I feel like I was too, just being Catholic. Like
yeah,
same thing.
I don't know. You guys, our mom.
I hope my mom, I'm at home right now. I hope she left the grocery store before I disclose this. Let me just track her real quick.
She always goes to the grocery store during I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, I think that I was a horny person, but then you get into the rhythm and like there, it's not as like the spark of the makeout doesn't like spark it downstairs as much anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, but
it's like you have to work to keep things interesting.
As like very basic, whatever relationship, but I got Hunter a sleeveless shirt, WWE, The Undertaker shirt.
Oh my God, The Undertaker is so cool.
Yeah. So,
he was like red and black face, or was that Kane?
I don't remember.
That was Kane. Undertaker had like black long hair.
Yes, it has black long hair and he has like a whip or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The sleeves are cut off and it kind of like shows his like, the armpit area. I've always found armpit hair to be very sexy. It shows the armpit hair.
You find armpit hair sexy?
Yeah.
That is my biggest, I don't get it. I find it gross.
What?
You would prefer a guy not to have armpit hair?
I would prefer a guy to have very like little.
Like trimmed armpit hair?
Yes. Yes. I don't like it.
Oh, I like it. I'm always playing with it.
Ew.
Oh my God,
that literally grossed me out so
Lauren, that's so strange. I'm pretty sure I've never touched Jared's armpit hair.
Right?
That's probably the one part of his body that I have not touched whatsoever. What?
Ew, Lauren,
he'll like lay in bed and I'll like scratch
ew!
It.
Oh my God.
Lauren, this is truly unique of you, I think.
I don't think so.
Wait, do
anyway,
other
like flakes of deodorant in there and it's like kind of crunchy?
Oh my God, I'm literally gonna vomit.
I don't think that's so. It's very soft.
It's kind of like petting pubes.
Well, we put our dicks in our mouths, we can pet armpit hair, you know? Anyway, oh so God. He walks wow. around, and his muscles look really good. And I was like, damn. Then he has his long hair and his beard. And then it's been a very active 2 weeks.
So Lauren wants to like make this shirt and like make a line of the clothing. And just to like, have him it's like, this yeah. is like, what should like you the call fair, the line? Fair,
yeah, something to get you going. Because this when he's in golf stuff all the time, which is oh, disgusting.
Okay. That's this is probably why, Lauren. Because that's such probably a why. Difference.
It honestly could be it's anything different. Other than golf. Because I was going to say, yeah. the silhouette of sleeveless shirts, is that like literally just when the sleeve's off, but it's like cut off?
Yeah, and like, it's like kind of baggy. Cover. Yeah.
That is to me, this is such a good, I don't get it. Uh-huh. That is to me the ugliest silhouette on a man, a woman, a they. I don't like it on anyone. I don't like it on dolls. I just don't like that cut.
Well, I feel like you don't like it because it's just like boxy and like your smallest area, and then it's just showing off.
And that
your
just
arms.
Shows my like thick arm.
So you don't like it on you, but why do you not?
Like
it on
other people? I don't like it on. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like that. I'm like, there's other things I would rather. I'd rather them have like, I don't know, a crew neck sweater on like that, like turns okay, me on with like yeah, chain necklaces. You know,
yes,
like
that's cute.
That's
like,
so that's Justin Timberlake early Justin Timberlake again.
I can like see so his sweat on his neck in that shirt. You and with the necklace and everything.
So hot.
He used to wear the big JT like JRT necklace yes. with like one of those sweaters.
So
yes,
hot.
So
but
good.
Lauren, it makes sense when you said. The golf the,
what
clothes.
He normally okay so
because
he either is wearing
golf
so clothes
dad like yeah. you know
ew, golf clothes with a polo like the material the stretchy material awful and then or he's awful. Wearing a button down with like loafers to go to work so then I see him in this Undertaker shirt and I'm like that's hot and that's that.
Hilarious because I never really realized that it's so opposite of what Hunter would normally wear that of course
so opposite
like
but he the sad thing is he would never wear it out. I mean, he you would never wear anything so, like that out.
But what if you had a conversation with him? Because it's like,
I think
if you guys
had
have
this
been
conversation
like,
now that he's gotten lucky a few times in this,
that's
shirt.
What I'm saying. Like now that the action's like revved up,
yeah.
Honestly, it's so crazy that like style on a man, it literally it increases like so many points.
100%. I'm like, you For can me. Pick out my outfit if you want, and then. I will pick out your outfit.
Did you ever do that thing where we said, like, you pick out my outfit, I'll pick out yeah. yours? Didn't we suggest that?
We did talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever do that?
I think
I guess
it was
I did
for
it.
Me.
Anyway, so that's
that was for me
one.
Because remember how Jared likes, like, short things and he, like, likes my legs out, which is, yeah. like, why?
Yeah, I think any guy wants legs out, right?
I guess
my
so.
Knees?
And I don't show my legs enough.
You don't.
I
you have good legs.
You should show them all the time. Your bike legs. Your biker shorts with your heels yesterday.
I know. Yesterday I put on some heels and I'm like, I really this summer need to like wear skirts and shorts. I just don't. I wear sweatpants and jeans. It's bad. It's not bad.
I don't
bad.
Think of you ever wearing jeans. What are you talking about?
No, yeah, you're right. I don't really wear jeans. I wear like pants. Sorry. That's what I meant
yeah.
to say.
Okay. Yeah.
I wear jeans every now and then.
Well, Lauren, that is a great story, and we're such happy for everyone.
Thank you.
We're happy for everyone.
Thank you. My other I don't get it was, you know, well, this I bring this up because Ashley had her, like, meeting with, like, the Will people last week, I guess. No,
oh, it was supposed to. They were sick.
Wait, oh, for sick. Your parents or for you? For your own
For her.
For my
her
own
life.
Will.
Oh, my God. Ashley, you're so responsible.
Thank
you.
So responsible.
I know. This is my last on my responsible list. I got my life insurance.
I love how responsible
I got my umbrella insurance. Now I need to trust in my will.
I'm assuming insurance. It means takes care of everything?
Pretty much. It's like okay. more of like a topper.
Okay. Well, anyways, my I don't get it is the fact that like people will die and then they'll be like, they'll have kids. I'm like, oh yeah, you're going to so and so's house now, but that so and so never gets to be like sign off. They never get to sign on the dotted line. Like, yes, I accept this
right?
responsibility. It's yeah. like you just pick, and you're like that's who it's going to. But they never get to say yes.
That
I would
was like that movie, Life as right. We Know It, with Josh Duhamel and
like kids don't get. I mean, kids really they don't have any say in anything.
Well, I don't really don't care about the say, kids, yeah. but I want to make sure that the person who's getting the kids. is ready and willing.
Like, Naz, what if one of your best
they
friends...
They don't have to agree.
No, what if Ashley was like, Naz, Dawson's going to go with Naz. And Naz is like, I didn't sign off on this.
Wait, what? And I have
that
to
is
adhere
really
to that?
Strange that legally, mm-hmm. like, they don't really know.
Yeah.
Wait, I have... No, that there's no way that this is legal. This is probably a thing for the 90s and 2000s that has been updated.
I don't know. I'm sure you could say no. They can't make you take a kid.
Yeah, right? You can say no, but then they go into like foster care or something.
Right. But
yeah,
like,
then they're going to go into foster care.
That's
horrible.
When my dad passed away, that's when I found out. When my dad died, that's when I found out that I was the executor or executrix, I think is the... Like, oh, they can, wow. Which is different, but it's still like... I had no idea I was going to have that responsibility until after he died.
Like, and taking like, care of his things and his house
and
all
that? Yeah, and his house. And it's like, oh but heads up.
Yeah, heads up would be nice.
That's my note for people.
Exactly. There needs to be like some other like follow-up with the person.
You have to sign, you think, like you should have to sign something with that
exactly.
person.
Yes.
I think.
That wait, that's crazy.
Remember in the Kardashians, like there was that episode where if Chris
Kourtney or Kim would take was, yeah, Khloe's or something.
It was yeah. all three. Like she was deciding between all three of the older girls, which one was going to make those executive decisions. Mm-hmm. And yeah. didn't she go with?
She went with Kim.
Who? Chris did?
Khloe yeah. went with Kim because they aligned more on like religion and stuff.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, like Khloe's kid would go with Kim.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't talk about that. I wasn't. Oh. Chris had something to do with who's going to take care of like oh. the empire, or was okay. Well, anyway,
I don't remember yeah. that. Anyway, that's so my that's an I don't get it for sure.
Well, Lauren was just thinking about how she gets Dawson.
Wait, Lauren, would you get Dawson?
I would get yeah. Dawson, which yeah. is that's why I was crying the other night, Ashley.
What? So you were thinking about getting Dawson?
Because, oh my God, this is the saddest thing ever. This is my intrusive thought. I could not fall asleep. And then I just start bawling, like chin shaking, because Ashley was going on a plane the next day. And I was yeah. like, if their plane goes down and I get Dawson, if he ever says mama dada and I have to explain to him mama dada, I'm.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
I just, the responsibility, I was like, oh my God, this is the saddest thing I could ever, 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 ever imagine. I don't
But know. How cool that. If God forbid you were to pass, that you have someone you really trust and yeah. love to take care of Dawson.
Yeah. yeah.
Some people don't have that.
I know. Ashley's going to cry now.
Wow. This is like really a deep, sad podcast.
Ashley, do you feel like crying in general?
I feel like crying every day pretty much lately.
I think that's why you and I are
the pregnancy
friends.
Hormones.
Yeah. But even when like, we're really. Not pregnant, I cry.
yeah. I haven't cried so much not being pregnant though lately. The past couple of years.
Support for today's episode comes from Honey Love. You know that feeling when you get home from a really long day and you immediately want to take off your bra and you're just like, God, I wish a guy was here to bite this off with his teeth. No, is that just me? Am I just
that's
feral
just,
this
that's
summer?
You. That's
is
you.
That just my brain? God, I truly could have sex with a fruit right now. But honestly, I get a great feeling being single just by owning a Honey Love bra, because honestly, you will never experience that feeling of like wanting to run home and take off your bra again. Their bras are so comfortable. It's honestly like a boyfriend on your chest. They have a best-selling crossover bra that's so comfortable. It is my new go-to. No underwires. Plus, it has like this mesh detailing that adds a touch bit of like sexiness. It makes me feel sexy. And you honestly won't want to take it off. You'll want a guy to take your shirt off so that he can see the beautiful detailing.
I know
this
is, that like, a lot the of the least like relatable thing for Naz. Naz is like, we should have like a version of an ad with for Naz and then like a version for like the moms.
like, so okay, now the
so
Honey Love married
you don't
version.
Want your husband to see them without a bra.
Wait, continue.
Well, yeah, keep going, Ashley. Regale.
They're basically the Honey Love is good for big boobs and small boobs. Boobs that want to be touched and boobs that don't want to be touched. If you want to hide it, it's good for hiding. It's smooth. It doesn't give you back bulges, and it's sexy enough to show in front of a new guy. Honey Love is super, super soft. All I want in my drawer is Honey Love. I don't want to fuck with any other bras. Honey Love is not just supporting women, it's empowering women. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it and use our exclusive link to get 20% off Honey at honeylove.com/get it to find your perfect fit. After you purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Free the pain and discomfort and keep the support with Honey Love.
You guys would have laughed at being a girl is so hilarious. Like, I almost wish there was, like, you know how on Big Brother there's a camera on there's just like a camera on them all the time. Like, I honestly actually wish, like, we all joke and on social media and TikTok and Instagram, everyone makes skits about what happens when you don't like hear back from someone. But I wish that we could like play back real life footage.
I know.
To me,
I
mean, that would be hilarious. Because you got,
we have some from Lauren. We have some pictures of Lauren in the tub. Like, just losing her
but
shit.
But, like, videos, like, would just be...
It's like, make a compilation of like, pacing and shitting and pacing like it and would crying.
Make, yeah, like, it would make people feel so seen. Because I told you guys that I hung out with Boy Band Boy. Mm-hmm. And we were, like, fine.
And that you weren't going to care if he didn't text you back.
Exactly. Well, it's a muscle, right, that you have to build. It's not like I'm, like... It's not like I'm perfect the next day.
I don't care anymore. Yeah.
Obviously, I've gotten so much better, or I wouldn't be where I am right now. But it was so hilarious to witness myself of, like, we hung out, made out, fooled around, no sex. But, like, we hadn't done that in, like, 7 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Since, like, before I'd uninvited him to my birthday. And then the next day we FaceTimed. And, like, you know, we're not together. So it's, like, I'm not very, like, chill. Like, I don't know if I'm going to see you again or whatever. But so we FaceTimed, like, 40 minutes. Everything was great. And he was cooking. And then when we got off FaceTime, I heard this song and I sent it to him and I was like, to cook to, like, cause I was like, oh, this is a really good song to cook to. And he read it and like, didn't respond, but I don't think he thought anything of it. Cause we just FaceTimed for 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like, okay.
Oh, no, you overthought sending that song for an hour and a half.
No, you're fine.
You guys.
You overthought that. Fine.
You guys. The whole night. But it's really, it's honestly, it's so sad because it's like, it's just past Naz, right? Who's been left by so many guys. It's like past trauma where you're like scared and you're like, oh my God. And like the whole, I was fine, but not fine. You know, like the whole night I was like pretty anxious, but I was like,
you were like, damn, if I didn't I was like, send this that is text, then I would have had a great, great fucking night.
I know, but that's what you have to work through. Like that's the practice, right?
Just like this send doesn't the text, mean you're okay.
anything. Yeah. Like this doesn't fucking mean anything. And then, you guys would laugh the next day, I guess apparently a while ago. I'm really bad at, I post stories and I don't look at them like intently. And I've posted photos with my nipple out like before on my story.
Oh.
And he
by
like.
Accident?
Yeah. Like not really knowing that it was like showing. Like I think I'm covering it, you know, but then it's like not. It's like.
Yeah.
It's like. So I posted one a while ago and he told me about it. And he's like, oh, I could see like your nipple on this, and I was like, oh,
of course he was looking like, for it.
Yeah, so I was like, I deleted it, and then I had a fitting the other day, and I posted one, and then the next day he was like, oh, I can see your nipple again, and then you guys should have saw me. This is why I wish there was a camera. I was like, oh, I'm fine. Like he cares about my nipple. I was so fucking funny.
Because that was the next day.
Actually, yeah,
after
it was the
music.
Next day, so I was like, oh, we're
he's
good.
So concerned about my like, well-being
he's
and my
so
nipple.
Concerned about my.
He loves me. Hilarious. That is so funny.
But you guys, like, you talk. It's so funny because, like, you talk about, you know, not having that spark when you kiss again, which is so juicy and delicious. And then, but at the same time, you get like these calls from Jared being like, "I'm just calling to see if you're okay," and I'm like, "He didn't respond to a song. Cares. My nipple is on Instagram."
And I was like, "Which side would you rather be on?"
God damn,
no, that's
what
hilarious.
Side would but, you but rather Naz. Be on? Fuck, man,
dude,
it's hard.
It's a debate in my head, and I debate it often.
It is such a trade off, and it's so annoying. It's like why everything that tastes so amazing is so bad for you. You know what I mean? It's like it's the good and the bad, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like, you know what really amplifies things that I didn't have when I was dating is the tap back feature. Because, like, now it's just so easy to not really respond, but to be like, yes, received.
Oh,
and like
the heart. Great. Like, you can either heart or
you
thumbs
know,
up.
You know, we're talking about heart or the thumbs up.
Overthink the heart and the thumbs up.
But that's exactly what happened in this situation. Because I was like, I don't need
in
a
that
response,
case, like,
but
I'd
he could have
like,
farted
oh,
the song.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
That, and that's where, like, it's really fucked that these people that are behind Instagram and all these apps.
The like, people that are behind the text message.
No, but they really should be considering mental health more. Like, for example, you should be able, I think you should be able to mute seeing someone in your stories. Because I think that takes up so much time.
You can mute somebody. If you mute somebody, they're going to be out of your stories too.
No, wait, you mute somebody on Instagram?
Wait, what do you mean? Them viewing your story or you seeing their story?
Viewing your story. You know how much time is wasted and how much mental space is like.
You can block people from your stories.
No,
but you want people to like, watch it, but not.
He wants it to see, but she doesn't want to know that he actually.
Right. So if I have a crush on someone, most likely they're muted, right? Because I don't want to deal with that anyway. but like the amount of time where it's like if I post a story and then I'm looking at who's, I'm like, did he watch it? Did he watch
it? I know. And you have too many followers to go through that.
And then if they haven't seen it, then you know what I mean? It's like this whole snowball of like, who cares?
I know.
It doesn't matter.
But it's helpful. It's helpful because then you're like, you know what? At least I looked hot and you saw me looking hot.
Lauren, this is where the joke is so real in so many circumstances where it's like, as a girl, you think like, oh, he saw my story. And I have witnessed as a bystander, so many men going tap, 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 their story. Like not even literally.
He does not see.
That's what I'm saying. Most men.
Or honestly, most content. Never mind. Don't really know why he's scrolling because he just.
Or he did see it and he didn't do a heart or something or a fire.
It's like a lottery.
I look at everything. Do you guys look at everything?
I'll read a paragraph on someone's story. And literally, I know that this is true because the other day I was talking to the boy and he was like, oh, I didn't know that you did that. And in my head, I wasn't going to say out loud, motherfucker, you watched my story. But like, they're not caught.
Yeah, absolutely caught.
Isn't that so funny?
But you saw it. I saw you saw it.
Guys, oh God, this is like,
I don't. I'm
fuck.
Sorry. I don't miss those days. But
I told you, don't miss these days. It's so fun.
I think overall, don't miss those days. But you just, I think, Laura. I think what the days of miss are strictly the days of the honeymoon phase. It's strictly the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Because
no, like, the honeymoon phase is the best. But doesn't last. Wait, speaking of honeymoon phase, how was Nick and Natalie's wedding? It looked magical.
It was very beautiful.
I loved her outfit.
Like, I loved her welcome party dress. Like?
She's so good.
Stunning.
All of the dresses were amazing on her.
She's so stunning.
Yeah. Know, it was just like the ceremony was, I love ceremonies.
Where was the baby during all of this?
I loved, being able to watch Nick cry through
it. I read that paragraph on your story.
You want to know where the baby was? I didn't tell you about this, Lauren.
What?
You want to talk about literally being like, I can't handle myself. Like at the end of like A Star Is Born, it was, outside, but they had her pull up in a car and then they had these doors that like closed, like even outside so that like you couldn't see her getting out of the car. And then they opened and they emerged to Natalie
holding the baby
in like a white, the baby was in the white dress with like a white bonnet.
Stop. That's so cinematic.
And it was just like the most like ethereal thing ever.
That's so cinematic. Yeah.
And then like, she was like cooing.
Oh my
God. That's a movie.
I actually wasn't like, it was just like that like thing that was like building up in your head,
That's a storybook moment.
So did you immediately look at Nick and then Nick was...
Yeah, except for like being on Nick's side means that you couldn't see Nick's face so well.
Yeah. I know. You honestly, they should sit people opposite at weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what Troy did. Troy did that. Because yes, he did.
Really?
You were on the left side and we were on the right side. Troy, Ashley's wedding planner, did that because he specifically said, you want to look at your girls for safety.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, he's because genius. I remember you and mom and like Bubby right there.
Yeah.
Genius.
But it wasn't like we were strict about the sides, right? Did we say Ashley's side, Jared's side?
No, I think I don't know. It was such a small
because we had like so many shared.
Yeah. And everyone was shared.
But you were talking about like bridal party and stuff. Yeah. Was on that. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Wait, yeah, you're right. I was on the right and you were on the left.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a really good idea.
Yeah, that's
and something
a great
that
idea,
I would I'm not surprised at all that
because I remember you like saying your vows to Jared. I remember seeing your whole face for that.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. Anything else of note from the wedding? Just any drama? Did anyone hook up with anyone?
Lauren.
I think like the only, there was no drama.
No drama. Damn.
But it was interesting that, you know, Victoria Fuller was there without Greg, who she just broke up with, and then Chris Soules was there, who she hooked up with during quarantine.
I forgot about that.
Chris Soules is always the guy at the wedding.
He's always the guy at the wedding that people are like,
maybe I'll make out with this guy.
Chris Soules.
He's always the single hot guy at the wedding.
Totally.
I mean, that's what you want to be in life, really.
I was going to say he probably does well at weddings.
He's a life of the party.
He really is. That's what I'm.
But he's not. Right. Does he have an Instagram anymore?
Oh wait, or, yeah. What's going on?
Does he have an Instagram?
I think he just posts about farm stuff, like very rarely.
Okay. Never seen him on my Discover page. So what else do we have in the agenda today?
Well, there is a couple pop culture things that we could talk about. Okay. We have not talked about Taylor's album, which I think we should just brush over lightly. I've given my opinions on social media, and overall they still stick.
Wait, can you share them with me? Because I haven't read them.
Yeah. So
she just tapped through all your stories and didn't read them.
Yeah,
no,
did.
That's
she
not true.
You know that I actually don't even really look at people's stories. I just know that guys.
She literally just made fun of people for not looking at people's
stories.
But she
doesn't even know.
But I don't
even
click through them is what I mean. Oh, if I'm clicking through your stories, I'm reading everything. I knew what you wrote about Nick.
Okay, so my one thing is that, like, you know, like, let's get over the Kim thing. I don't think I ever really want to listen to that song again.
Do you
I don't know what
something
happened.
Wait, can you say the name of the song? Because I haven't heard
it. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, and everyone thinks it's about Kim?
It is about
Kim. No, it's not everybody thinks it's about Kim. Like, she capitalized K-I-M in the title.
Oh.
Did you listen to the album yet?
To the whole album yet.
Okay, well, that's quite difficult because it's 30 songs, which 31. Brings me
that's,
to my other.
Do you know why?
One,
do you know why? Just so I can explain.
To my
it came out the day I went to Mexico, and I was happy, and I was like, I don't want to listen to this
you're
yet.
Like, I don't
and
know.
Now that
that's
I'm
on
back,
Mexico.
I'm working, and I'm like, I still don't want to be sad, but I know
there's
I
not.
Need to
yeah,
to
it's
it.
A hard time to decide to press play.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's a good driving, you know, so I don't...
I did listen to Fortnite,
I have
obviously.
Not even really dabbled with the second half anymore because I was just mentally like, we're just going to listen to the first half, pretend like it's a separate album, and then maybe one day we'll listen to the second half, which I've listened to, I think, the second half twice through, and it just gets really monotonous and really slow and dark. And I'm just like, okay,
I can fix him. No, really, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's in the first half, I think.
Oh, it
yeah,
is?
That's in the first half.
Well,
yeah. Anyway... But the first half is growing on me. There's a couple that I definitely like.
So just back to the Thank You, Amy, real quick.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think it sounds really good. I think
really?
I think it sounds good. I've now listened to it a couple of times. sounds good. It's enjoyable to listen to. I think there is, like, I know there's a lot of people, and I saw on our message boards that people were like,
it's not that bad. She's saying, like, she's actually saying, she's actually saying, thank you for giving her strength, like building her muscle.
It's actually not
like
a big fuck you. It's kind of like, let's just play off each other. Maybe we'll both grow
from it. It's not the big, it's not the biggest fuck you.
It's not the biggest fuck you, even though it literally says, my mom wants you dead. But
yeah, I hate that lyric. I don't like
the
fact
my mom wants you dead.
You wanted her dead.
Oh,
whatever. Same.
Which I thought that was like really extreme.
It's extreme.
It feels extreme only because I feel like Reputation was that album for that. So I guess what is the point of revisiting?
Well, that's my whole. That was my issue. Naz was just like, why is this still being a thing? And I know that Kim put out the video. But Kanye was the one that did all the bad stuff. And Kim is no longer with Kanye. And we all know that he's a fucking lunatic. And in addition to him being a lunatic, Taylor is still so much bigger than him that, like, why even play with people smaller than you? Like, why even give a damn?
Right. I just feel like as a literal self-proclaimed feminist, Taylor should, like, kind of see the... have some sympathy for someone who was with someone with like crazy mental health issues and was dealing with Kanye and all that stuff. So it's like, just see that she was in a corner. She was with a guy that wasn't great for her, and you can get over this now.
But the song is mainly about her being thankful for it, though, because then in that way it's not.
Exactly. So then I'm
it
like,
it still
it's
feels
actually...
a little sassy. It still feels a little
sassy.
Well,
maybe sassy. She just wanted her fans to know that she's like over it and now thankful for it.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like,
and not mad about it anymore.
The theory about the whole album, especially where it gets like slower and people are complaining that it's too long and too much of like the same, is that she wanted to put it out, all of it. All of her past life, anything that was lingering,
and then start fresh,
and
so
now
that
she's
can write about
completely
Travis.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that could be it.
I
wonder, like, and I'm not an artist, and I'm not an artist that is nearly as powerful as the most powerful celebrity probably in the entire world. But like, why do you have to release all the songs? Why can't you just have them sitting there and like you express it? Like, do you feel like this is actually a question for you guys? Do you feel like you would want to put out every song for the fans, or you just be like, oh, I wrote that song, it's out of my system, like I don't have to put it out publicly?
I feel like the second, like I feel like not everything has to be out there.
Yeah,
but I do think, I mean, look at the records that she breaks, like it's insane.
Yeah,
the records she breaks are
so
actually
like
insane.
Well.
Like Tortured Poets broke. It's good. Let me just read it because I remember getting the email.
Yeah.
So I mean, in my head, it may be a thing where maybe she doesn't care to release it. I mean, I don't know her, but maybe she's like, the more I release, the more units, the more stream. I don't know if she cares about records, but Taylor Swift's debuts with 2.61 million units, the best number for any album in 9 years.
Wow.
Since Adele.
It moved 2.61 million units its first week, the best number for an album since 2015. It's also set streaming in
vinyl.
That's
crazy because she's had other albums since then. Like,
she's had the other albums,
insane.
And the other albums, in my opinion, are better.
But it's something about Taylor writing about heartbreak that I think everyone, because remember it was like Lover, and then like we all knew she was with Joe. So I think it's people like, and I think the reason why I actually am excited to listen to this album as someone who's like still single is it's really like, because I read that a lot of it's about Healy, Matthew Healy, right?
Yeah.
Matty Healy, which we, of course, we've gotten requests that Lauren talk about has been open about the fact that she had a rendezvous with him during Taylor's first tryst.
Lauren, you did?
Oh, yeah. Were you
forget
not on
this
the podcast
because you didn't even. No, of course she was. But Naz, you probably didn't even put two and two together.
I did not put two and two together. Wait, I need
because,
we
like,
need
Maddie
a,
had it.
Wait, this is crazy. We need to replay the whole thing. The last thing I just want to say is I feel like it's those situationships that last like a couple months that honestly truly wreck you over like long relationships. Like
100%.
100%.
That's what everybody's saying. That's like so relatable that like her 2 month relationship was way like has inspired so much more music than the 6 year relationship with Joe. Like, Lauren, could you imagine writing a song about Hunter?
No,
like a couple songs.
It would
about
be
Hunter.
Like the high school song about Travis, and it would be like it would be like the string song that I think about Hunter.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But like all of my songs would be about other people. Sorry, because you write about people who you never actually got. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
the ones that get away.
Yeah.
Wait. So please regale with Healy again?
I stalked him because he was sexy as fuck. And then I went to a show in Connecticut. And then I stood by like the exit, not the, like he was coming off stage and I stood by like where I knew he was going to go backstage. And then he goes,
the year is 2014.
I was just a baby. It was when they were coming up. Anyway, so then he points to a security guard. He goes, get that girl's number. Get that girl's number.
No way, Lauren. Yeah. And then, what?
And then the that guy was like, write your number down. Story. And I wrote it down really quick. And then I like waited so long because like I was like, I'm not leaving this fucking arena until he texts me. He texts me, thank God. And then he was
How long was it?
It was like an hour and a half.
I feel like you guys were waiting in the parking lot. What was happening?
Lauren, were you freaking the fuck
out? Who brought
out?
You? Who? What was the situation?
Okay, this is Maura. The thing. I blacked the fuck out because that night I didn't see him. I saw him the next night in Philly.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you do tomorrow? I'm like, I'll go anywhere. And then he was like, all right, I'll come to Philly. And I was like, actually, Ashley's.
You were already going to Philly.
I was actually already going to Philly. Yeah.
No way.
Because I was going to Philly because Ashley had a rendezvous as well.
Yeah.
And what was your rendezvous at the time?
No, mine was I had
big issues.
Big time.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Wow. What a time.
And then
to be alive.
the next tour date was in Philly.
It was feeling alive, man.
Yeah, this feeling is alive. Yeah,
I had like a freaking whole bottle of champagne that night.
Actually, I want to see you on a whole bottle of champagne.
It was
then Lauren and Maura stumble in
day ever.
And
because
and
I had my like all-time love texting me like, where are you? When are you? And I'm like, fuck off. Maddie Healy texting me. Second, I had Cooper texting me. And then I was just waiting for Maddie.
Excuse me?
Not Bradley Cooper, Riley Cooper.
Oh, okay.
Who is
still,
I think, is hotter.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. And then he was like, all right, come to the tour bus after the show, I think. And then Moore and I got on the tour bus, and then we all just immediately broke up. She went with the drummer, I went with Maddie, and then we hooked up, and then we went to his hotel room, and that was pretty much it.
Wait, so you never heard from him again?
Never heard from him again.
But did you like want to hang out with him again? Like,
oh,
what?
Of course. But like, it was an obvious.
But she went in with the right mindset. Yeah.
I was like, I'm getting like, this for the story. I'm doing this for
right.
The story.
Like, you're like, I'm not trying to make this like a thing.
Yeah.
Dude, it was explicit.
Wait, what was he like?
He was awesome. He was so nice. He was so nice, so funny. He FaceTimed my cousin, and because I was like, she loves you. And
he FaceTimed my cousin.
We were
wait,
like,
cousin Jill.
So fun. Cousin Jill.
Yeah. Wait, that's so fun.
I have a video of it. I should post it in the group. I have a video of him in the hotel room FaceTiming my cousin.
Post it right now. Please.
I have to find it. It's deep, deep in the archives. But anyway, so that's it. And a lot of the songs are about Maddie on there. And it's funny because it was the same like 2 weeks that I hooked up with him. And she was like obviously obsessed with him at the time. And he wasn't giving two shits because he was like coming on the up and up. And he could get like any model anywhere. And then everyone's saying that the summer, like now looking back on it, like August is about him. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense because it did not happen in August. And they're saying like a lot of other songs.
It happened. This is December.
December, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's about her other time she was with Maddie for like right after she broke up.
Was she with Maddie another time?
I don't think so. August honestly just sounds like it could just be about like a love.
Wait, was Taylor with Maddie back in the day?
She was with him in 20.
Yeah, she like hooked up with him in 420.
She hooked up with him maybe a couple of times.
Wait, the same year that you did?
The same 2 weeks.
Yeah, like the same month.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, like Lauren was at the Connecticut and like the Philly show.
And then he hooked up with Taylor
at
the
New York show,
which was right before the Connecticut show.
We keep saying hooked up as if we know 100%.
But they were hanging.
Fuck off. They did. And then, So then she was with Maddie again right when she broke up with Joe. And he went to all of her concerts and like stood with her dad and stuff at some of them.
He stood with the dad? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She stood
That's the song about like I'm pregnant with his baby. Your daddy, I love him, is definitely about Maddie too.
Wait, so they had a fling in 2014, but then never hooked up again. And then right after her breakup with Joe, he came back in her life.
Everyone's saying that she was just always thinking about him when she was with Joe. Because it was the media. It was like breakup back to Maddie.
And so what do we think went down with Joe?
I think he just kind of sucked after a while and he like brought her down.
You could tell that she's so happy having PDA and being out. And it seems like maybe he wanted more of a private life and she didn't really want.
Seems like it. He like secluded her.
Like, why did he do that?
Maybe because, I mean, fame.
It's one thing to keep it more private, but to keep it like 100% off the table.
Her type of fame is a lot though, guys. Like if you're, I mean, Travis is different. Travis is like used to it. He like signed up for that, you know?
Yeah. I love watching her at Coachella. Those videos are so fun.
The fact that she's like in the crowd and she feels so safe being with Travis. Like you have to feel dangerous. So safe to be like the biggest celeb in the world and be in a crowd. Like she really feels so safe with him. I love that.
Yeah. It's like if you saw Beyonce in a crowd somewhere, you'd be like, that doesn't make sense. And that's like, this is almost bigger. But I'm glad that she's having a good time. And I like
the way that her face looks free.
Her face looks great. Everything looks great. She looks good.
Wow.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, the other thing I was going to talk about pop culture wise was this baby reindeer that Lauren wants
me to watch. I thought you were
going to
say if Timmy and Kylie are having a baby.
I have to see them together again to believe this. It's been too long.
I don't think this is happening. It's been way too long. And like, really?
No, I don't think that doesn't sound real.
No, I don't
think so. Okay, but yeah, the baby reindeer.
I love it.
Have you watched it, Naz?
No, I haven't. Will you send it to me?
No, Naz. It's on Netflix. It's like one of the most trending shows right now.
It was number one.
You really should watch it. It's only 30 to 40 minute episodes. There's only 7 episodes. You can really do it. I know your job is to watch TV, but it's very good and you'd very much like it.
I love it. Okay. Well, dealing with a female stalker, a man is forced to face a dark buried trauma. Mm-hmm. Number one streaming today.
Oh, dark.
It is so good. It's not what you expect when you first start watching
it. The first episode is slow to me for some reason.
It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's so
good. 100%.
This guy's going to win like every award. His acting and the
story. Oh, no, not anymore. It was. It's now 97% fresh. Oh.
Well, the story's true. It's about his life.
It's a true story.
True story. He wrote it. It's about him. And now everyone's
whatever. I'm sure I'll get back on here next week being like, Lauren, I can't believe baby reindeer.
I know, exactly. I mean, there are very disturbing scenes. Very disturbing scenes. And that's from someone who watches a lot of disturbing things.
Explicit. Somebody was like, it gets so like,
I don't know if I could do that X-y. Home Alone.
Rated X-y.
It's just traumatic.
Like, it's sexual.
Did you guys read the statement from the woman who it's actually based on?
Oh god.
Yeah.
No.
She's going off on Facebook now, right?
she's wild.
Why would she even reveal herself?
Because I haven't found her.
Wait, is this a scripted series or docu-series?
Scripted.
But it's based on the guy's real life, like a real experience. But apparently he was like, please don't try to find her.
Yeah.
And she is
everyone's being found now. Like the real characters.
And whoa. Well, people love fame, so they're
she sounds
like
a real character. Like in real life.
She's exactly as he described, even the way she's writing her Facebook posts.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Great pop culture week, guys. What else? Now, did you take the SOLs in Florida, or is that just a Virginia thing?
No, that's a standard learning of Virginia.
Oh, okay. We just took the ACT.
But did you have a standardized test? What was your standardized test?
The SAT and the ACT.
No, like in elementary school and stuff.
To make sure that you're meeting benchmarks, like to see where your school is
placing. Do you remember the days where like, your reading test is today?
Yeah, I feel like they were called like Florida assessment tests or something.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the FAS, you know?
Yeah. Or something. Yes.
They used to make such a big deal of it. It was hilarious. That's actually,
this is why, because I just drove by our elementary school and the sign goes SOL, reading SOL today or something. And oh, I'm God. Like, oh my God. They would only give a shit if you ate on the SOL days. They would give you free breakfast.
They gave us free breakfast. Sure, it was the coolest, most exciting thing. To make sure
we like perform well. I'm like, you don't care if we eat breakfast any other day, just so we perform well for your state exam.
Wait, it's that's so such crazy. A good, this is I where don't I get discovered,
it. You guys, wait, this is where I discovered cream cheese for the first time. Because mom didn't have cream cheese. Because
mom never had
cream cheese.
So they gave
us a bagel with cream cheese. And I was like, what is this amazing stuff?
So good. And wait, one time Ashley, I found her rolling around the floor with an empty container of cream cheese licking it.
I was literally,
it.
I went nuts.
She was feral like, for
cream cheese. I went grade. Nuts. She was feral.
I went feral for cream
that's
cheese.
The
and then after
title.
I licked the bucket of cream cheese, I couldn't eat it for years. Feral you know?
Wait, so that's good. So funny.
Thank you.
You know what's hilarious, though, is that my mom's a teacher, so I know why they do that. It's because mm-hmm. the school gets graded and it like yeah, and also exactly. it like depends how much money each school gets.
They get
gets.
More money if they do yeah. well. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Which kind of makes not as much sense. Like, shouldn't they get yeah, more
I
money if
the
they schools do worse?
That, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or
invest
maybe,
in the schools that, that
maybe
need
it is
right?
that way in different school districts, actually.
Maybe. Then who they'd knows? Want you to perform shitty. But either way, I remember it was like kind of exciting because you just like blocked off like 3 hours for the test and they're like, okay, you can watch movies because you worked so hard today reading.
I thought it was
so
pretty
cat
easy,
in the hat.
Too.
Yeah.
I thought the SOLs were pretty easy.
Maybe for cat you.
Wait, do you guys remember a movie? I don't know. I was doing research for a red carpet I'm doing tomorrow. And the actress was inspired to act after seeing this movie. And I forgot that it's one of my favorite movies of all time. The Little Princess.
So good.
Yeah. I watched it recently, actually.
No way. You would have watched it recently. That's such an
like
Ashley
within the past
answer.
Year.
Yeah.
Wait, I need to see that movie again. I remember being
it's
so scared.
Highly disturbed.
I remember being really
yeah,
scared
it's scary.
And crying about it.
Yes, it's so, it was one of the first movies that like I had such like emotional feelings. One, you realize that you can be orphaned.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if you are
and
orphaned,
dad,
you could live in an attic.
And be like a servant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember the woman. But as an adult, was it as scary? Or do you think it was just scary because when we were little, we're like, this woman could be really
no, it's,
mean to us.
It's still pretty scary.
Really?
Yeah.
I really loved it, though. I loved her friendship.
And, like, the sweet little girl
so
is
cute.
Always talking. You know, she's telling stories.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to watch
I liked
again.
It more than The Secret Garden.
And she was
Secret
so romantic.
Secret Garden is so good.
I know, but I like
Secret Garden is also about being orphaned,
well,
right?
Well, it's the same author, I think.
Oh.
That's the same vibes. Yeah. I think I like Secret same... Garden more, a little bit more, just because oh, I think the guy that comes, who's that her dad or his dad?
In Secret Garden?
At the end? Yeah.
I think it's the, I don't know. I don't remember sexy. Secret Garden as vividly.
I just remember Little Princess.
I just remember the one kid in the wheelchair and like, wasn't he not supposed to be in a wheelchair? Wasn't he dealing with like.
Yeah, it was like Munchausen by proxy
Munchausen,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden he realized he could walk when he was going mm-hmm. to the Secret Garden.
He was just
garden.
Pale and couldn't walk. Yeah. God, it's so Lauren. Good. He was just pale and couldn't walk. That's all I remember.
The your Secret commentary garden. Is so crazy.
All right. Well, I
but
guess
yeah,
that's...
you should go back and watch. We should go back and watch both of them.
We should go. No, but
the Little
now
Princess
scary.
Is still like a really, it's a really good movie.
I thought it came out in 1995.
Oh,
Little
sorry.
Princess.
I'm talking about the Secret Garden. The Little Princess.
Little Camilla Bell is one of the girls that's like the privileged girls that live there as yeah. A boarding school. But also you realize that boarding school is scary. And then it was also like the dad was there and the dad was now blind and he was living next door.
Oh, wait,
and he didn't know that his daughter
did
was so close.
Spoil it for everyone.
It's not spoiling because you don't know what happened.
You had 27 years to watch it. Spoiling something 27
do you know
years
what
old.
I do you know what movie I would watch so much boarding school wise is Madeline live action. Did you guys
live
watch
action, action Madeline?
Yeah,
live action Madeline. Yeah, I don't know,
guys, that movie's oh my God, I need to watch that live. You guys don't action. Remember that movie
action Mad? Hold on.
Naz, did I talk to you about Dawson's love for Free Willy?
Yeah, we did on last podcast. Okay. It was so good.
Okay. I don't know. I just wanted the cartoon one.
No, guys, come on. Madeline movie. Look, it came out in 1998. This girl.
Never saw it.
Never saw
wait,
it.
Wait, guy, nope. This would be a great movie for you to watch, Ashley.
That That would have been, I don't know, that looks like a knockoff or something. That looks like
it's really good. It's well done. It's like high production value.
Okay.
The picture I showed you was like
a... Is that the movie where her appendix bursts or something?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then the nun.
That's
it's Frances McDormand. Frances McDormand. Wait, I didn't even realize it was her when I was little.
So you know when you see it.
I know. Let me look. I can't this until I know who Frances McDormand is.
Oh, okay.
Is.
Well, you don't know who Frances McDormand is?
I will once I look at her.
Frances McDormand is like a freaking Oscar-winning actress. She's incredible. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Nomadland. Yeah,
that's exactly who I thought it was.
She's literally in everything.
All right, guys. Well, that was very productive.
as Taylor says, I cry a lot, but I'm also very productive.
Yes.
And as I feel like you would like that lyric in the song.
Yeah, I feel like that is.
You picked up on it yet?
It's an art. Yeah, Naz, you need to make that your.
I know. It's really that is, though. Can I just say
that song is your song?
Wait, what song should I listen right
now? It's can you listen to it with
being
us?
Being productive with a broken heart, basically.
What's it called?
I cry a lot, but I'm so. It's called I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
I can't do anything with a broken heart. I'm like,
no, I was
going
to tell you guys.
I'm retired. I'm taking a leave of absence.
No, I actually think I'm more in that camp.
Leave of absence?
Really? Yeah. Like, I feel like I really. I don't know.
My least productive times in life have been when I was broken.
Same, like I can't you can't concentrate on anything. Mm. Like, I feel like it like
because you feel the heaviness in your chest.
Yeah, it's paralyzing. Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling little bouts of that in my life now. So
that's
really
why you were 2 minutes late for the podcast. We were concerned.
That's why I know. See,
yeah, we were all like, back. We're at the wrong place, the wrong time. She is 2 minutes late.
Something's off.
Yeah.
Guys, I think I'm really ready for a boyfriend.
She's ready, guys. Her standards are lowering.
Sweet, I keep saying,
I don't know why I said that's sweet. It's
I
like
keep
I'm pretty
saying
sure
that, but I keep going for emotionally ready. Unavailable.
Yeah. One of them will work and it'll be very.
When am
very
I gonna
romantic.
Snap out of it? Fuck, man. I think it's just, I think what's getting increasingly frustrating for me is that I feel like I have such a cool life with so many fun opportunities that I never get to like bring a partner along for an adventure. Yeah. Like even me hosting a red carpet tomorrow, I'm like, that would be so fun to have a guy there. Like when I was hosting at Dodgers, I always got like free tickets, never had a boyfriend to give them to. Like it's so annoying.
Yeah, I know. But then I feel like because you don't have anyone there, that those opportunities turn into some other opportunities, which make it even more exciting.
I thrive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.